Everybody say hallelujah.
每个人都说哈利路亚。
That's a universal word.
这是一个全世界都通用的语言。
We'll have our scripture reading.
我们现在开始读经。
Mark chapter 1, verse 14.
马可福音第一章十四节。
Now after that, Jesus, John was put into prison. Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God.
约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音。
And saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel.
说日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
Now as he walked by the Sea of Galilee, he saw Simon and Andrew, his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers.
耶稣顺着加利利的海边走，看见西门和西门的弟兄安德烈在海里撒网，他们本是打鱼的。
And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men.
耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him.
他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
And they went into Capernaum. And straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue and taught.
到了加百农，耶稣就在安息日进了会堂教训人。
And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes.
众人很稀奇他的教训，因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人，不像文士。
Very good. I'm going to get my Bible.
我们的讲员去拿他的圣经。
The message today is follow me and I will make you fishers of men.
今天正道的主题是来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
This is key to every believer.
这是对每一个信徒来讲都是一个关键。
Every Christian should be a fisher of men.
每一位基督徒都应该是得人的渔夫。
Great Christians are fisher of men.
伟大的基督徒是得人的渔夫。
Some people like you and I, we fish with a hook.
有些基督徒就像你和我，我们可能就是用鱼钩钓鱼。
But some men of God fish with a net.
然而有些基督徒他们与神一起得人，好像就是用渔网捕鱼一样。
If you fish with a hook, one by one, you win people to Christ.
如果我们只是用一个简单的鱼钩来钓鱼，我们也可以一个一个的把人带到耶稣面前。
If you fish with a net,You bring in a great number of people, like on the day of Pentecost.
如果你是用一个很大的渔网来得人如得鱼，那你可能会一次就带领很多人信主来到神面前，就好像是五旬节彼得讲到那天的情况。
In the Christian life, my experience is, you get up in the morning, oftentimes I would go on a trip.
在我成为基督徒的生活里，每天早上我们就起床，然后我就开始我的旅程。
Before the trip, before traveling, like on a plane, I would pray, Lord, is there someone I should talk to today?
当我旅行的时候要搭飞机，我在上飞机前我就会向神祷告，说主啊，你有没有预备什么人让我可以跟他谈一谈呢？
In my experience, many times God will put you in a place to talk to someone.
以我的经验，经常神就会把我放在这样一个处境里面，让我能够跟周围的某一个人谈话。
Oftentimes you'll find one time I sit next to a flight attendant.
有一次我就坐在那个飞机空服员的旁边。
When we talked on the plane, she said, I don't know why I'm telling you about my brother.
当我们在飞机上的时候，他说请你告诉我关于你的弟兄。
She said, my brother is a very strong man.
他说我的兄弟是一个很强健的人。
But he's addicted to drugs.
然而他却吸毒成瘾。
She said, I don't know why I'm telling you this.
他就跟我说我不晓得我为什么要告诉你这件事。
So I talked to her and shared with her about Team Challenge, a ministry.
所以我就跟她分享一个叫做 Team 挑战，这是一个服事，一个事工来服事人的。
That could help her brother.
他们这个事工可能就可以帮助他的兄弟。
I also gave her a gospel literature, a tract.
我同时也把一个福音的小册子给了这位空服员。
And the tract just says scripture, scripture about God.
在这个福音小册子上就有很多经文让人能够认识神。
You too. That's just one of many experiences I had speaking to others about God.
这只是我许多经验之一，就是如何跟别人分享神的福音。你们也可以这样做。
What is Jesus doing today?
耶稣今天在做什么呢？
Jesus is reaching out to people. Jesus is a great fisherman of men.
耶稣在干什么呢？耶稣就是要接触许多人。他是一个非常伟大的渔夫，我们可以这样说，他能够希望得到人心归回神。
So the outline today, I'm going to speak about Jesus preaching.
今天正道的大纲在这里，我要跟大家讲耶稣如何传道。
How we should follow Jesus, follow Christ, make you fishers of men.
第二点就是说我们如何跟随基督耶稣成为得人的渔夫。
We will speak about the results.
我们也会谈一谈这个结果，事工的结果。
And then we will finish.
然后我们就结束。
So Jesus preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
耶稣传讲的道理就是天国的福音。
In Mark chapter 1, verse 14, early in Jesus' ministry.
在马可福音第一章十四节就记载着主耶稣最早的事工。
Now after that John was put into prison, Jesus came into Galilee, preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
约翰下监以后，耶稣来到加利利，宣传神的福音。
Jesus was preaching the gospel of the kingdom.
耶稣所传讲的就是神国度的福音。
What is the gospel of the kingdom?
那国度的福音是什么呢？
I want to know.
我想知道。
In the next verse.
下一节就告诉我们。
Verse 15, and saying, the time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent ye and believe the gospel.
日期满了，神的国近了，你们当悔改，信福音。
That is the gospel of the kingdom.
这就是神国度的福音。
Let's look at that in a little more detail.
现在我们再来仔细的看一看这些细节。
The time is fulfilled.
日期满了。
The time is fulfilled speaks of urgency.
这句话呢就表示了一种急迫性、紧急性。
The time is fulfilled speaks of now.
这句话也就是在说现在。
It's a time right now.
现在这个时刻就在此时。
Also, it says, repent ye.
那耶稣也说到你们当悔改。
This speaks about sin and turning from sin.
这就包括了罪以及我们要离弃我们的罪。
Believe the gospel.
信福音。
Which means have faith in the gospel.
信福音就是说我们对神的福音要有信心。
It's time to believe.
现在是相信的时候了。
The kingdom of God is at hand.
神的国近了。
What does this mean, the kingdom of God is at hand?
这句话是什么意思呢?
To me, it means that the presence of God is here.
对我而言这句话说的就是神就跟我们同在。
God is near.
神离我们很近。
And Christ ministered to the needs.
耶稣服侍许多人的需要。
Now God is near. God's presence is near.
神就在我们身旁。
Even the Apostle Paul, when he preached on Mars Hill,
使徒保罗当他在雅典的山上传道的时候
In the book of Acts
在使徒行传中
The Apostle Paul told a group of unbelievers He said that the kingdom of God is not far from any one of us
使徒保罗对那些不认识神、不信神的人说：“神的国离我们并不远。”
That was to a group of unbelievers.
他是在对一群不信的人这样说。
So the kingdom of God is not far from any one of us.
所以说，神的国与每一个人都是相近的。
And that's part of the gospel message. The kingdom of God is at hand.
这就是福音的信息之一，神的国近了。
Now Jesus, when he taught, when he preached with authority.
当耶稣教导众人的时候，他的教导是很有权柄的。
Look at Mark chapter 1 and we'll go to verse 22.
让我们来看马可福音第一章，我们要读22节。
And they were astonished at his doctrine.
众人很稀奇他的教训。
For he taught them as one that had authority, not as the scribes.
因为他教训他们正像有权柄的人，不像文士。
Later on in the synagogue, Jesus had delivered a man from an unclean spirit.
稍后，耶稣在会堂里就是拯救了一个被鬼附的人。
And in verse 27, you find that they were all amazed.
在第27节，我们看见众人都惊讶。
Insomuch that they questioned among themselves.
他们是如此惊讶，以至于彼此对问说。
Saying, what thing is this? What new doctrine is this?
这是什么事？是个新道理吗？
For even with authority, he commanded even the unclean spirits, and they do obey him.
他用权柄吩咐污鬼，连污鬼也听从了他。
So Jesus taught with authority.
耶稣教导是大有权柄。
And he also demonstrated authority.
他同时也展现示范他的权柄。
And we find that in Scripture.
我们在经文里面看见。
And when we believe the gospel,
当我们相信福音时
and when we quote the word of God,
当我们引用圣经的话语
you too can speak with authority.
你也可以用权柄来教导众人。
It's the authority of the word of God.
你的权柄是来自于神话语的权柄。
Jesus is the word.
耶稣基督就是神的道。
Also too, I want to talk about our message today, fishers of men.
我也想跟大家谈一谈成为得人的渔夫。
Mark chapter 1 verse 17.
马可福音第一章十七节。
And Jesus said unto them, Come ye after me, and I will make you to become fishers of men.
耶稣对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
And straightway they forsook their nets and followed him.
他们就立刻舍了网，跟从了他。
So you will become a follower of Jesus.And being a follower of Jesus, you will become, Jesus will make you to become a fisher of men.
当我们决定追随耶稣、跟从耶稣的时候，耶稣就会使我们成为得人如得鱼的渔夫。
As that happens, as you become a follower of Jesus,
当我们成为耶稣的追随者时，
And as you become a fisher of men,
当我们成为得人的渔夫,
you may have to forsake something.
我们可能要放弃一些事情。
You may have to adjust some priorities in your life.
我们生活中的优先次序可能就需要调整。
You may have to give up something.
你可能要放弃一些事。
But we give it up for Jesus.
然而我们放弃的原因是为了主耶稣。
So this is just a question in your own life.
所以这里有一个问题，让我们来审视我们自己的生活。
Is there something in your priorities in life?
在我们生活优先次序当中。
Is there something you need to forsake?
有没有哪一样是我们必须要放下舍弃的？
You forsake for the gospel's sake.
我们舍弃是为了福音的缘故
For his sake.
为了耶稣基督的缘故
And you know what happens?
你知道会发生什么事吗?
You become a fisher of men.
你会成为得人的渔夫
Now I'm going to talk about a few things in the person who follows Christ.
我想跟大家谈一谈就是一位追随耶稣的人他身上会发生的几件事
We don't have time to talk about everything
我们没有时间把每一件事情都拿来讲
Just a few things today
我们就是讲几件事
One of the things Jesus says in John 14:15 If you love me, keep my commandments
主耶稣曾经在约翰福音十四章十五节这样说你们若爱我就必遵守我的命令
How do we show a love for God?
我们如何表达我们对神的爱呢
Keep his commandments
就是遵守神的命令
His commandments are found Jesus said in Mark chapter 12 verse 29
神的命令是什么呢在马可福音十二章二十九节我们可以看见
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
耶稣说以色列啊你们要听主我们的神是独一的主
And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, all thy soul, with all thy mind, with all thy strength. This is the first commandment.
你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神这是最要紧的
And the second is like namely this thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself
其次就是要爱人如己
So we follow Jesus we keep his commandments
我们追随耶稣我们就要遵守他的命令
And that's how we show that we love and obey him. Also, we keep his commandments.
我们就表达了我们对神的爱，我们来遵守他的命令。
And abide in his love.
同时我们也要住在神的爱里面。
In John chapter 15, verse 9, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love.
约翰福音15章第9节，我爱你们，正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。
If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love.
第10节，你们若遵守我的命令，就常在我的爱里，正如我遵守了我父的命令，常在他的爱里。
So the keeping of the commandments, the keeping of the commands of God, listening to God, obeying God, you abide in his love.
所以当我们遵守神的命令，听从神的命令，我们顺服神的命令，我们就是住在神里面，住在他的爱里面。
And there's joy, there's joy.
然后我们就会得到喜乐。
Jesus said in verse 11, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full.
耶稣说，这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们的心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
And we know that the joy of the Lord is your strength.
我们知道因耶和华而来的喜乐乃是我们的力量。So
in John 15, let's look at some other verses in John 15.
让我们继续来看一看约翰福音15章里面其他的一些经文。Where
Jesus said, I am the true vine and the Father is the husbandman.
耶稣说，我是真葡萄树，我父是栽培的人。
Abide in me and I in you.
你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。
As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me.
枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。
I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, ye can do nothing.
15章第5节说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子，常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
So we need to abide in Christ.
所以我们需要住在耶稣基督里面。
And Christ will abide in you.
耶稣基督也就住在我们里面。Just
like Jesus abided and followed God the Father.
正如同耶稣基督追随父神，住在父神里面。We
can have a relationship with Jesus.
我们也可以与耶稣基督有关系，有相交。And
he promised, this is a promise. He'll abide in you, I in you.
这是主耶稣的应许，我们与他相交，他就住在我们里面。Now
also Jesus, when he had the disciples who followed him,
当主的门徒追随耶稣时,
they saw the ministry of Jesus, the miracles,
他们看见耶稣的服事事工，看见耶稣所行的神迹。Jesus
taught the people and they followed him.
耶稣与许多人谈话，教导他们，门徒也都跟随。But
they also saw Jesus pray.
门徒们也看见耶稣祷告，向父神祷告。And
when Jesus prayed, the disciples also saw the results of prayer.
当主耶稣祷告，后来门徒们也看见主耶稣祷告的结果。Jesus
prayed, and then there were results.
主耶稣祷告就会有结果。
So the disciples said here in Luke 11, verse 1.
所以在路加福音11章第一节, 门徒就对耶稣说,
And it came to pass that he was praying in a certain place, and when he had ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John taught his disciples.
这一节经文是这样，耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有一个门徒对他说，求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。This
is important.
这非常重要。The
disciples knew it was important.
门徒们也知道祷告非常重要。And
they asked him, Lord, teach us to pray.
所以门徒要求主耶稣教导他们祷告。
And there you can find in Luke 11 and Matthew 6 about what Jesus taught about prayer.
我们可以在路加福音11章还有马太福音第6章里面看见耶稣教导门徒如何祷告。And
that's another message, whole message.
那些内容又可以讲一篇道。Now
here's a promise. When you're abiding in Christ, when you're following Jesus, you're into his word, you're keeping his commandments.
当我们追随耶稣，我们遵守他的命令，我们顺服他。All
of those things, you have this promise. Mark chapter 11, verse 24.
当我们住在基督里面的时候, 我们就得到这样一个应许，是在马可福音11章24节。
Jesus said, Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them.
耶稣说，所以我告诉你们，凡你们祷告祈求的，无论是什么，只要信是得着的，就必得着。
What a precious promise.
这是多么可贵的一个应许啊。
Lord, teach us to pray.
主耶稣教导我们祷告。
And Jesus gave us a precious promise.
同时耶稣基督也给我们这可贵的应许。
When we pray, we receive.
当我们祷告，我们就从神那里有所领受。
It was taught to me many years ago.
许多年前。
When you pray, you are talking to God.
就是说当我们祷告的时候，我们是向神说话。And
when you read God's word, God is talking to you.
当我们读神的话，读圣经的时候，神就在对我们说话。Let's
talk about God talking to you.
现在让我们来谈一谈神对我们说话。Following
Christ, we should be led.
当我们跟随耶稣的时候，我们就要被神引导。We
should hear him speak from the word.
我们就应该听从神向我们讲解神的道。Romans
8:14, As many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God.
罗马书第8章14节说, 因为凡被神的灵引导的都是神的儿子。So
you're led by God.
所以当你被神灵引导的时候,
Also in Romans chapter 10, verse 17.
同时在罗马书第10章17节,
So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
信道是从听道来的，听道是从基督的话来的。
How does hearing come by the word of God?
怎么说听到是从神的话来呢？基督的话来呢？
The word of God speaks to me.
神对我说话。
Someone said, read the Bible, read scripture until it speaks to you.
有人如此说，你要读圣经，一直读，一直到圣经里的，真的是在对你说话。
Sit down and read the Bible until that Bible, the Word of God, speaks to you.
我们要坐下来，好好的读圣经，一直读到神借着圣经里的话对我们说话。
Tomorrow when I read the scriptures, I'll go back to that place where God spoke to me.
明天我读神的圣经的时候，我要回到神曾经对我说的话那一段。
And then I'll read some more Bible scripture.
然后我要继续更多的来读圣经。
Until God speaks to me again.
一直到神再次对我说话。
I hear the word of God.
我听见神的话，神的道。
And what do we know about hearing the word of God?
我们对于听到有什么知道些什么呢？
Faith cometh. Faith cometh by hearing the word of God.
信道是从听道而来的。
So faith is tied in with hearing the word of God.
所以我们的信心是跟神的话紧紧相连接的。
Also, too, in John chapter 16, verse 13, it talks about the Holy Spirit.
在约翰福音十六章里面也讲到这个圣灵。
Jesus said in verse 13, Howbeit, when he is come, the Spirit of truth, he will guide you into all truth.
耶稣说只等真理的圣灵来了他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
This Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, it says here in the last half of the verse.
圣灵也就是神在 这一节的后面有提到。
He shall not speak of himself.
圣灵不是凭自己说的。
But whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
圣灵会把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。
So here we have the Holy Spirit speaking,
所以,
teaching, guiding.
所以我们有圣灵在教导我们，引导我们。
And showing you things from Scripture.
并且将圣经里的事情让我们明白显现出来。
Dr. F. Frank Logsdon.
有一位
Dr. Logsdon.
Dr. Logsdon. 这位罗博士。
Dr. Logsdon was one time, he was a pastor of Moody Memorial Church in Chicago.
这位罗博士他曾经是芝加哥穆迪教会的牧师。
Dr. Logsdon said that the Bible is the only book when it's read and studied that the author is right there present with you.
他说圣经是唯一的一本书当你在读这本书的时候这本书的作者是与你同在的，就在你旁边。
The Bible's not like any other book.
这是圣经与其他的书不同的地方。
The Bible, when it's read and studied, the author of the Bible is right there present with you.
当我们研读圣经的时候，圣经的作者就在我们身旁。
So the Holy Spirit shall not speak of himself.But whatsoever he shall hear, shall he speak, and he will show you things to come.
所以圣灵不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并且要把将来的事告诉你们。
So it's important to be led and to hear him speak from the word of God.
所以这非常重要，我们要被神引导，我们来听神的话。听神讲解他的话。
Also, in following Jesus, sometimes we're fearful.
当我们在跟随耶稣的时候，我们常常会很恐惧。
When the disciples were on the Sea of Galilee,
当门徒在加利利海上的时候
，In Mark chapter 4, verse 38, Master cares not that we perish.
就如马可福音第四章。三十八节所说的门徒在加利利海上他们问耶稣说夫子我们丧命你不顾吗
And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm.
耶稣本来在睡觉，耶稣醒了，斥责风，向海说，住了吧，静了吧。风就止住，大大的平静了。
And Jesus said to his disciples, he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?
耶稣对他们说，为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？
So we too, at times of fear,
我们也是如此，当我们惧怕的时候。
Jesus would ask, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?
当我们惧怕的时候，耶稣也同样会问我们，为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？
So we can experience fear.
所以我们会经历恐惧。
But the opposite of fear is faith.
然而恐惧的对面就是信心。
The opposite of fear is faith.
信心的反面就是恐惧。
So they feared exceedingly and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?
所以门徒们他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说，这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他了。
But Jesus asked,Why are you so fearful?
然而耶稣问他们，你们为什么恐惧？为什么胆怯？
Jesus also told the disciples, have faith in God.
耶稣同时也告诉门徒们要信神。
In the morning, as they passed by, they saw a fig tree dried up from the roots.
有一天早晨，他们从那里经过，看见这个无花果树连根都干枯了。
Mark chapter 11 verse 21 And Peter calling to remembrance said unto him, Master, behold the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away.
在马可福音11章21节里面说，彼得想起耶稣的话来，就对他说，拉比，请看你所咒诅的无花果树已经枯干了。
And Jesus answering said unto them, Have faith in God.
耶稣回答说，你们当信服神。
So Jesus tells us to have faith.
所以耶稣告诉我们要信服神，要对神有信心。
Follow Jesus. Have faith.
追随耶稣，我们要有信心。
Now let's look at some results.We looked at following Jesus, and there's much more to this.
现在让我们来看一看追随耶稣所发生的结果，有许多事。
Than what I can say in a message, in one message.
这许多事也是可以讲一天到。
In Mark chapter 16, the Great Commission. In the Great Commission in Mark chapter 16.
在马可福音十六章大使命里面。
Jesus said, Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16:15.
马可福音十六章十五节他又对他们说，你们往普天下去传福音给万民。
He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned.
信而受洗的必然得救，不信的必被定罪。
Verse 17, And these signs shall follow them that believe.
十七节说，信的人必有神迹随着他们。
Now notice, it says, These signs shall follow them that believe.
这里说，信的人必有神迹随着他们。
It does not say, These signs shall follow the apostles.
请注意，这并不是说这些神迹会跟着这些使徒们
，or follow the preachers，
或者是说神迹会跟随着这些传道人
，or follow the evangelists，
或者是说这个神迹会跟随那些布道家。
These signs shall follow them that believe。
耶稣是这样说，这信的人必有神迹随着他们。
That's you and I.
那就是包括你和我。
Isn't this a precious promise?
这是不是一个非常可贵的应许？
These signs shall follow you.
这些神迹会追随着我们。
These signs shall follow me.
追随着你我。
Them that believe, are you a believer?
你是相信耶稣基督的吗？
These signs shall follow them that believe. Results.
这些神迹会追随着一切相信的人，会有结果产生的。
It says there in verse 16, or chapter 16, verse 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues.
马可福音16章17节，信我的，信的人必有神迹随着他们，就是奉我的名赶鬼，说新方言。
They shall take up serpents, if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
手能拿蛇，若喝了什么毒物，也必不受害。手按病人，病人就必好了。
So there are a variety of things there, and I'm not going to talk about each one of those.But there are signs, there's answers to prayer. There's great things, there's changes in people's lives. That's the promise.
所以在这里提及了许多件事，我就不一一来跟大家讨论了。我们看见神迹会发生，会改变人的生命。
But I want you to know, these signs shall follow them that believe, that's you and I.
我希望大家记得这些神迹会信的人必有神迹随着他们那就是包括你和我。
Now in verse 19, so then after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God.
16章19节，主耶稣和他们说完了话，后来被接到天上，坐在神的右边。
And you know, those followers of Jesus, they were obedient.
我们看见这些追随耶稣的人，他们都很顺服神。
In verse 20, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them, and confirming the word with signs following.
在第二十节我们看见门徒出去到处宣传福音，主和他们同工，用神迹随着证实所传的道。
So they went forth, the Lord working with them, confirming the word with signs following.
所以门徒出去，主和他们同工，用神迹来证实所传的道。
You too, following Jesus, go forth.
你也是，若追随耶稣，你就要出去。
And the Lord will work with you.
然后主就会与你同工。
And the Lord will confirm the word.
主也会确认所传的道。
You'll see scripture fulfilled in your life.
你将会看见圣经上所说的都会在你的生命中成就。
You'll see scripture fulfilled in other people's lives.
你也会看见圣经所说的话也都成就在其他信徒的身上。
So in summary, and this is a short list, there's many more things besides this list. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Ye are the light of the world. Jesus said many other things too. But this is our short list today. Become fishers of men.
这里是我们今天所讲关于追随耶稣的一个摘要。耶稣讲了非常多的话，比如说他是世上的光，所以我们也应该成为世上的光。但我们来看这里今天所讲的，耶稣说你们要成为得人的渔夫。
Show your love to God, keep his commandments.
要表现你对神的爱，你就要遵守神的诫命。
Keep his commandments and abide in his love.
要遵守神的命令，住在神的爱里面。
And Jesus gave us a precious promise. Abide in me and I in you.
主耶稣也给我们这样宝贵的应许，我们住在他里面，他也住在我们里面。
That's a promise.
这是主的应许。
And in our walk, Lord, teach us to pray.
在我们与主同行的时候，我们要求主教导我们祷告。
And in our walk, be led. Hear him speak from the word.
在我们与主同行的生活当中，我们要被主引导，要听神讲解神的话。
Read the word of God until the word of God speaks to you.
我们要读圣经，读神的话，一直到神借着圣经对我们说话。
And so another part of our experience, why are you so fearful? How is it you have no faith?
我们的经验当中有时候也会惧怕，那主耶稣就说，为什么胆怯呢？你们还没有信心吗？
And Jesus says, have faith in God.
主耶稣说，你们当信服神。
And the Lord working with them, with signs following, confirming his word, confirming his word.
主与信徒同工，并且是有神迹追随着相信的人，用来证实所传的道。
Isn't that a precious thought, the Lord working with you?
这是不是一个非常宝贵的意念？我们知道，看见，知道神是与我们同工的。
Very precious thought.
非常宝贵的意念。
The gospel in four verses. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law.
福音我们可以用很简单的四节经文来表达，就是及至时候满足，神就差遣他的儿子为女子所生，且生在律法以下。
To redeem them that were under the law, that we might receive the adoption of sons.
要把律法以下的人赎出来，叫我们得着儿子的名分。
A believer can come to Christ and be saved.
信徒来到耶稣基督面前就可以得救。
And we learn that a life in Christ, following Christ, the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life.
我们知道，这个罪的工价就是死，但是神的恩赐是永生，在我们主耶稣基督里面。
And how is it that we have eternal life?
我们是如何能有永生呢？
We have eternal life through his blood.In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins.
我们能够有永生是借着耶稣基督的血，就像哥罗西书一章十四节，我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
This is where it starts, salvation.
这就是救赎的开始。
And then we follow Christ.
然后我们就跟随耶稣。
We'll finish with the words spoken by Jesus, the gospel of the kingdom.
我们结束的时候，我们还是用耶稣的话来结束。
Mark chapter 1, verse 15, the time is fulfilled.
马可福音一章十五节，日期满了。
The kingdom of God is at hand.
神的国近了。
It's now, it's here, right now.
神的国就在这里，就是现在。
Repent ye, turn from sin.
你们当悔改。
Believe the gospel.
信福音。
And I thank you very much.
我非常谢谢各位聆听。
May the Lord bless each one of you in your walk and as you become fishers of men.
愿主祝福你们每一位，当我们在与主同行，成为得人如得鱼的渔夫。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, I thank you, Lord, for this message.
我们的天父，我们为以上的信息献上感谢。
I thank you for the word of God.
我们为你的话语献上感谢。
And help us, Lord, each one of us.
主啊，帮助我们每一个。
To walk pleasing in your sight.
让我们与你同行，得你喜悦。
And for us to be fishers of men.
并且让我们成为得人的渔夫。
And Lord, as you go, as we go.
主啊，你往哪里去，我们也就往哪里去。
You promised to be with us.
你应许与我们同在。
And Lord, you'll confirm your word.
主啊，你会确认你的道。
We thank you for that.
我们感谢你。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.